Please contact Microsoft.
Robocallers are ruthless, using local numbers to get you to answer the phone and targeting area codes in the D.C. region.
Thank you.
Just the mere fact you answer will put you on the list.
Alex Kulichi, the CEO of UMail, a call blocking app, understands it can be tempting to tell the robocaller to lose your number, but he says that approach backfires.
A good number for them is one that answers the phone. So if it ever asks you, press 9 to get taken off the list, don't, because press 9 is actually putting you on the list.
To be removed from the list, press 2.
There are folks who are beyond our borders that it's very difficult to reach.
Federal Communications Commission Chairman Ajit Pai says even if you're listed on the Do Not Call registry, overseas robocallers are willing to risk legal action to scam you.
There were 9 Indian call centers, for instance, discovered last year, robocalling American consumers nonstop, and I think they got something like $150,000 a day.
The FCC has been working with carriers like Verizon and AT&T since March to explore solutions. But just like you flag emails as spam, Kulichi says it takes work on your part to reduce robocalls.
You've also got to change your behavior. You really do have to not jump and answer every call if you possibly can avoid it.
First, you can download a third-party app that'll help screen your calls. It will eventually block numbers it recognizes as robocalls. Second, use the call blocking ability built into your phone. And finally, you can sign up with a cloud service called Voice Over Internet Provider that screens your calls before your phone rings.
You really do have to do some homework. Don't just call numbers back. That's how you get into trouble.
We've got a list of apps and a tutorial of how to block numbers on your phone at WTOP.com/robocall. Megan Clougherty, WTOP News.